From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of those characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. It's summertime again, and of course that means it's time for Shakespeare festivals. The Marin Shakespeare Company has, for the past 25 years, shared the words of William Shakespeare at Forest Meadows, their beautiful outdoor amphitheater at Dominican University in San Rafael. They've also, in these times of declining budgets for theater classes in our schools, provided education programs to thousands of students around Marin County, and offered outreach programs to a less traditional community, by which I mean inmates at San Quentin Prison, work that they will be expanding this year. In fact, there are lots of plans upcoming for the Marin Shakespeare Company. Bob Currier, along with his lovely wife Leslie Currier, founded the company back in 1989, and their 2014 season just opened. Bob and Leslie have always been a good-looking couple, but in recent months they've both been looking very well indeed. In fact, you might say they look like $1 million. Let's find out why. Please welcome to the field trip the ever effervescent Marin Shakespeare Company's Bob Currier. Welcome, Bob.
Hello, Mitchell.
How are you, mate?
Well, I couldn't be better, as you started to lead into there. We just opened our As You Like It, and we're going to open Romeo and Juliet this week, but you were hinting that we have been the recipients of a very large anonymous gift this year for our 25th season.
Well, tell the people about it, because it's something in this day and age with things like San Jose Rep closing down and a lot of theater companies having troubles. Tell us what happened for you.
Well, it turns out that one of our patrons who's been coming to see our shows for the last 25 years, they called us for breakfast to say we wanted to talk to you about the future of Marin Shakespeare back in, a few months ago. And Leslie and I went there, you know, we were all giddy thinking, gee, this kind of thing, it might be, maybe they're going to give us, yeah, I don't know, let's say, well, let's get really wild here. Maybe they'll give us $10,000, something like that, you know, because they always know that we're always looking for money because ticket sales don't cover it. And then they dropped it on us that they were going to give us an unrestricted $1 million gift. So you're right, Mitchell, we are looking like $1 million.
Jeepers creepers. Well, well done, Bob. That's great.
Yeah. How lucky are we, huh?
Yeah, well deserved. You've put in 25 years, and tell me about the beginning and how things got going for you two guys.
Well, I had a theater up in that I started up in Ukiah, up in Mendocino County, and I knew a person who was trying to get the old Marin Shakespeare Festival that was started in 1961 right there in Sausalito. It had the Forest Meadows Amphitheater built by a nun, Sister Samuel Conlon, who loved Shakespeare, in 1967. And that space is where we perform now. Now, the original company died around 1970, and the amphitheater, the Forest Meadows Amphitheater, had been lying fallow, except for graduation ceremonies, for almost 20 years. But people in the community, including Ann Brebner and a friend of mine, Stephanie Matthews, who had been a Dominican Catholic schoolgirl when Dominican was a Catholic girls' school and used to usher for the old Shakespeare Festival back in the 60s, you know, she remembered that festival, as did several other people in the county. And she was a friend of mine, and she called me in Ukiah, knowing that I was the artistic director of the Ukiah Players, and I'd built a theater from the ground up in Ukiah Playhouse in 1982. So they invited us to come here to see if we could revive Marin Shakespeare. And by golly, we did. And we had our first show, which was As You Like It, in 1990. And so we brought back As You Like It for our 25th season this year.
Well, tell us all about this season.
Well, As You Like It, this wonderful anonymous donor has underwritten all the ticket sales for As You Like It. So we usually have our first preview of each of our three shows every summer. We call it Pay What You Will, which is one of the second title of Twelfth Night, Twelfth Night or What You Will. But this year we're calling it Pay As You Like It, which is the first title of our play, because you can get in for any amount of money. We'll accept any donation from a nickel to $100 or anything in between. So, you know, it's sort of essentially a free show, the entire run of As You Like It, all 14 performances. And we're hoping that this will encourage people to bring their friends and children, and, you know, for next to no money. And we're hoping that this will introduce a new generation, we'll get some new audience members, because there's really no better way to get introduced to Shakespeare, I don't think, than one of the classic comedies. And As You Like It is certainly one of the top two or three comedies that Shakespeare wrote.
Well, and you've also got an actor in it who was in the original production with you, right?
Yeah, the connection to 25 years ago goes back through a man named Glenn Havlund, who was in our season last year. He was in three of our first four seasons back in 90, 93, 94, back in then. And then had his own theater in San Francisco for 20 years, and then came back to us last year for our 24th season. And he played Amiens back in 1990 because he's a great guitar player and singer. And this year I cast him as Jaques, and he's totally tickled pink. So he's the living connection, this one actor who was in the first show 25 years ago and is now again in As You Like It in another part.
Well, you've also got the fabulous Scott Coopwood, who I've had on the show. Tell us about him.
Well, Scott Coop's one of our kind of core nucleus actors, having been in, I think this is his, perhaps his 16th show with us, As You Like It. And then he's also, he's the Prince in Romeo and Juliet, which will be his 17th show with it. There's only a handful of actors who have been in that many of our shows. This is done oftentimes, there are two dukes. There's a Duke Senior who is usurped by his brother, Duke Frederick, kind of like the way Prospero was usurped by his brother in The Tempest. Yeah, there's a coup, and his brother, Duke Frederick, takes power, and Duke Senior goes off into the woods to live like Robin Hood of old with his band of merry men, his forester. And, of course, these two brothers are never on stage at the same time, so you can, by dint of a little bit of like a wig and different costume changes and sort of a fat suit and all, you can have one actor play both Dukes. You know, as we have had one actor play both Antipholi and both Dromios and in Comedy Verse. It's a challenge. It's more for an actor to do, and it's usually a lot of fun when an actor gets to play two different characters in one show.
Well, you mentioned Romeo and Juliet. That show is opening when?
That opens this Friday night. That's our first preview, and it is not Pay As You Like It, but I think the preview price is only $12. You can come very cheap. And we are in our tech right now. In fact, we do Tuesdays and Wednesdays the week before we open, noon to midnight. So I'm on my 5 to 7 p.m. dinner break, happily talking to you, Mitchell.
Well, I very much appreciate it. Thank you. I know that the season's, you know, really crazy for you guys. I know you don't let up for 3 months during the season, and of course you got the lead up, and then you got to wind down. You do other things too, don't you? Marin Shakes does a trip to Ashland to take people up to see Shakespeare in Ashland.
Yeah, we have three bus loads a year that go up, once in May and twice in October. The October trip is after we get everything struck and put away, so it's really kind of a reward for us. The pressure is sort of off, and we get a bus from Marin Airporter, you know, Grace Hughes and gang, and we motor up there. The buses are usually pretty full, and we'll stay at the Ashland Springs, and we have company members come and talk to us. You know, Leslie was a company member in 1987. There are still actors there from when she was in the company. Not surprisingly, because why would you leave Ashland, you know, if you could stay there? And you can see a Friday night, two Saturday, two Sunday. You can see as many as five shows, and then we come back on Monday morning, and we get back to Marin around 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and that's a wonderful trip, and people really love it. And the buses fill up pretty quick.
So to make it clear, this is members of the public that you take up with you, right? People who like Shakespeare.
Yeah, anybody who wants to buy a ticket or wins our raffle. We raffle, you know, we sell raffle tickets at the intermission of every show, and at the end of the year we draw a winner, and that person gets two tickets on the bus and the hotel room and the shows. They're worth about $1,000 each, so it's about a $2,000 grand prize to go with us, you know, for 4 days to Ashland.
Well, and then you go the other way. You go down to Baja, right?
Well, yeah, we do. We used to go down there to get away from Shakespeare for a while, And some people down there found out what we did, and they just begged us, please, we want to do Shakespeare down here. We couldn't believe it. But we called for a meeting one night, and we got about 12 people in the room. And this was, I think, the year 2000. And we, I said, oh, wait, okay, well, if I play the Thane of Cabo, if I play the Thane, and Leslie plays Lady Mackers, and my son plays Fleance, and my younger son plays a murdered Macduff, well, that covers about half the lines in the whole show. And we thought we could get through it, and we did, and the town went nuts. And so we've done 13 years in a row of Baja Shakespeare. Yeah.
Well, I know that this year audiences are going to have the pleasure of seeing you on stage, right?
Well, this year I'm playing Lord Capulet in Romeo and Juliet, which is tons of fun for me. I get to be Juliet's father, and I have a scene. In fact, I'm going to be doing it in about an hour now in rehearsal, where I disown her because she does not want to marry Paris, and I get to scream at her and rant and rave, and it's kind of fun because Luisa Frasconi, who's playing Juliet, you know, I'm always nice to her. She's been our ingenue the last three seasons, and it's so weird for her to see me screaming at her because that's not usually my modus operandi. And then my son Jackson is all playing Mercutio in this production, and Leslie is directing it. So it's a real family affair.
Well, tell me about the other show. You always do two Shakespeares and one non-Shakespeare. What's your third show?
Well, the third show is Oscar Wilde's An Ideal Husband, which has been done a lot, I've noticed, around the Bay Area. They've done it at Cal Shakes, and it was done at Berkeley Rep over the years. And it's not surprising because it's all about insider trading and political intrigue. And, of course, then it contains a character named Lord Goring, who personifies Oscar's scintillating wit. Lord Goring is analogous to, say, Algernon Moncrief in The Importance of Being Earnest, which I did a few years ago. And I had one of our favorite actors who's been in about 17, 18 shows like Scott Coopwood, a man named Darren Bridget, play Algernon. I think you know him, Mitch.
I do.
And, of course, Darren took a year off last year, and I didn't know if we would get him back or not. But he called me and said he wanted to get back on our stage. So I chose this play largely for him. So Darren Bridget is returning as Lord Goring in Oscar Wilde's An Ideal Husband. And that's also, you know, he's bookended by Marcia, the luminous Marcia Pizzo and the wonderful Cat Thompson. So it's really some of my, you know, best thoroughbred actors are going to be in this Oscar Wilde play.
Well, I'm out of time for this week, so that'll be part one of my interview with Bob Currier from Marin Shakespeare Company. Remember that their season runs all summer at Forest Meadows in San Rafael. It's a beautiful setting. The parking is free. Remember that As You Like It, because it's being underwritten by their donor, is a pay-as-you-like-it show. You can pay whatever you'd like to see that show, so bring the kids and bring your friends. Romeo and Juliet opens this Saturday night. And for all the information you need, go to marinshakespeare.org. Well, thanks for joining me on today's field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Super Jet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, anytime on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.